right away Glenn Miller play
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
Gee, our old lass, Sal ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie.
Edith!
Archie walks in the front door and hangs up his hat and coat.
I'm home, Edith. You up there in the library?
He peers up the stairs.
I hate an empty house.
Shoulders slumped, he heads to the kitchen and opens the fridge.
No beer.
He slams it shut.
15 minutes after six and she ain't here.
Archie grabs the phone.
Who the hell am I calling?
Hanging up the phone, he carries a newspaper to his chair.
Oh. I'll read some more tragedies.
Edith backs in the front door, pulling a full shopping cart with her. She drags it to the kitchen without noticing Archie. She hurriedly dumps two frozen dinners onto the table, then puts them in the oven. She unpacks two beers and puts them in the fridge. Then carries two plates into the dining room. Still wearing her hat and coat, she circles the table, setting it as she scurries. She finally spots Archie.
When did you come in?
Just before this roadrunner cartoon. I told you to stay away from that home, Edith. You're liable to bring back some old-time disease.
Oh, Archie, the only disease them poor people got is old age.
That's your biggest killer, Edith.
Reverend Felcher says that us sunshine ladies are bringing hope to the hopeless and cheer to the cheerless.
What about some beer for the beerless?
Edith hurries to the kitchen and returns with a beer.
Oh, do you know what happened today? Mr. Belfield tied his shoelaces.
Big deal, so did I.
But Mr. Belfield is 88 years old and he ain't tied his shoelaces for 7 years. But today he did it for me. Oh, my, all the other patients started applauding.
I bet they'd bring down a house if he ever combed his hair.
He don't have none. But Mr. Belfield got so excited, he knocked the glass off the table that had his teeth in it. And when he stooped to pick it up, his glasses come off. And I said, Mr. Belfield, I'll pick up your teeth. But he couldn't hear me because his hearing aid was in the stem of his glasses, which was under the bed. So he got down on his hands and knees himself. Oh, and the poor thing, he couldn't straighten himself up on account of his arthritis. So it took me and three other sunshine ladies to lift him into his bed and flatten him out.
Archie stares at her.
You nearly killed a man forcing him to tie his shoes.
And he said he was going to tie him again tomorrow if they don't put him back on slippers.
Maybe they ought to put him on roller skates, speed him up.
Oh, Archie, some of them people is so lonely. They ain't got nobody. Their families just want to forget they're alive.
Well, I think I know a certain wife that wants to forget her husband is alive. He didn't even ask me how was my day.
Oh, how was your day?
Oh, finally she gets around to it. Well, it wasn't a bad day. In fact, we had a million laughs. You know, Stretch Cunningham, he comes in this morning. This is what he does. He goes into the roll of towels, see, in such a way that the roll spins around, but no towels come off.
Oh, now, Archie, guess who went to the shower today without her walker, Mrs. Friedman? And all because I was giving her a pep talk all week about getting confidence? I said, Mrs. Friedman, you can go to the shower all by yourself if you really want to. And guess what? She did.
Whoop-dee-doo. Edith, I'm trying to tell you about my day here.
Oh, I thought you was finished.
No, I wasn't finished. I didn't even come to the funny part, which is when Black Elmo goes in there and he starts spinning around the towel roller, but the towels don't come off, see?
Maybe they forgot to take the wrapper off.
There was nothing about a wrapper. It was all done with the scotch tape, Edith, and it was funny, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
What a lousy laugh. Oh, you're losing all your sense of humor going over to that old folks' home and working with all them back numbers over there. Listen, Edith, when you signed on as Mrs. A. Bunker 26 years ago, you signed on for a permanent job here.
Oh, but Archie, I enjoy what I'm doing.
You enjoy diving under a bed for an old Baldo's teeth?
Well, it gives me a purpose in life.
Hold it. You got a purpose in life. Let me tell you something, Edith. You are my wuss.
Wife?
Yeah, and we live in a wuss.
House.
Yes. Now, put them two things together. What do you got?
Wife, house.
No! Housewife. And your purpose is the care and feeding of your husband. And your husband cares to be fed now. Dinner.
They head to the kitchen.
See, it was frozen when I put it
in. Oh, top of everything else, she's giving me one of them embalmed dinners. Just remember, Edith, charity begins at home, and your biggest charity case is me.
Working all day, and so are Mike and Gloria, and that leaves me all alone here with nothing to do and nothing to look forward to.
What are you talking about? You're supposed to look forward to me coming home and telling you about my day.
But your days are all the same. Stretch Cunningham always does something funny, like today he glued the paper napkins together.
There wasn't paper napkins. He didn't glue me. Scratch to stop that when I'm talking to you. You gotta quit all of this sunshine work. Any sunshine you got, you spread over your husband. Only. That's it.
Archie strides to the fridge, and Edith knits her brow.
That's it.
But, Archie, the time I spend helping old people don't take no time away from you.
Well, it makes me think you don't care about me no more.
Oh, Archie, that ain't true.
No.
Dear Abby says love ain't how much time a couple spends together, but what they do with their time they spend together.
She sits in his lap.
You control yourself, or in the kitchen.
Archie, see, what I'm doing is useful, and it makes me feel like I ain't wasting my life.
Wait a minute. Being married to A. Bunker is wasting your life?
No, Archie, I love you.
She mashes his face in a hug.
But you see, you got your work to do. See, and I got nothing, and I get bored.
Listen, Edith, getting bored is a very big part of being married.
Archie, before before we was married, you promised me a life full of fun and excitement.
I didn't promise you nothing.
Oh, yes, you did. And I got proof of it in your own words. I found some old letters. Oh. When I was helping Mike and Gloria move, you wrote them to me in the service.
Now, listen, don't hold me to anything in there. A soldier writes a lot of things in the heat of battle. The bomb's busting in the air and the stink of death staring him in the face.
You wrote this from Fort Riley, Kansas?
Well, Fort Riley was pretty stinko, too. Don't read it to me.
Do you read it?
She reads it anyhow.
I'm sitting here under an oak tree in Kansas, hoping you are not sitting under an apple tree in Queens with nobody else but me, like the song says. Ha, ha. You put the ha, ha in capital letters.
Well, that's because it's supposed to be funny. You're supposed to laugh there.
Oh.
Why don't you laugh now?
Uh-huh. I hope you will be waiting for me when I come marching home and the world is safe from democracy. I want you to walk with me hand in hand into the sea of matrimony. And I promise you'll never have a dull minute with your ever-loving Archie.
Oh, what are you trying to tell me? That life now with me is dull?
Well, Archie, when you was courting me, it was lots of fun and always full of surprises. Like Friday night, you used to take me to that Chinese restaurant, Hop Sings, for chow mein.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you used to give the waiter them funny orders like egg roll over easy. And Robert Foo Young. And wonton soup with no starch in it. Oh, and then you always used to say to the waiter, bring us our fortune cookies now, because I want
to see how much the bill is going to be. That one had him laying on the floor. Oh.
So romantic. No,
Edie, don't start. I can't do nothing when I'm hungry.
Days was so much fun.
What do you mean by that? You mean it's no fun now? Wasn't you just sitting on my lap there a minute ago? What do you got to go running to the old people's home looking for thrills?
Looking for thrills, Archie. It's just that things ain't the same no more.
The world was better when it was the same.
I gotta be busy doing something useful.
What do you mean useful? Useful? What's useful? Giving shoelace lessons? Pushing old lady Friedman into the showers? I'll tell you what's useful. For a wife, it's useful to be home. That's when a wife is useful. Home. The problem with the world is that women ain't home no more. Let me ask you something there, Florence Nightingown. How much are they paying you for all the sunshine?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing. And that's exactly what it's worth, nothing. Because if it's worth something, they pay you something. Now, case closed, Edith.
Edith sighs, filled with tears.
I ain't getting paid nothing because I'm a volunteer.
Well, will you kindly volunteer to get dinner on that table?
She slowly turns away, then turns back.
No, I ain't getting dinner on the table until you take that back.
Take what back?
What you said about my work being nothing. It's helping people, and I think people helping people is important.
Look at the way it's got you here. You're starting to cry there. Now, don't do that, Edith. You know I can't take that.
I ain't gonna take it.
I'm gonna get on a blower here, and I'm gonna call that Reverend Fletcher.
Felcher!
Whatever. And I'm gonna tell him that Knight just fell on one of his sunshine girls.
No, please don't do that.
No, you don't want me to talk to him? Now, you talk to him yourself.
No, I won't.
Edith, that was an order.
I ain't taking no orders.
You ain't. What?
I ain't taking no orders. I can be a sunshine lady if I want to be. And I want to be. And I am.
She grabs the receiver and slams it down.
You whipped that phone out of my hand. Smash it down like that? You are in trouble, Edith. You are in big trouble.
No, you are. Because I ain't getting your dinner on the table until you take back what you said.
Well, I ain't taking back nothing.
She runs up the stairs.
What I said goes. And you don't got to get no dinner on the table for me because I'm going down to council.
Oh, no! You ain't going to slam this door in my face because this time it's going to be your face and I'm going to be the slammer.
Edith storms out of the house. Mike enters the Bunker's house with dry cleaning slung over his shoulder.
That you, sweetheart?
He pauses, shrugs, and hangs the clothes in the closet.
Yeah, you ready for your welcome home, Kissy?
Archie comes downstairs and stands face to face with Mike.
If you insist, Archie.
Get out! What are you doing eavesdripping over at my house?
Ma asked me to drop off the cleaning.
Is she coming home?
Well, why don't you ask her?
Because I'm mad at her.
Oh, is that why you came running down the stairs for your big welcome home kissy?
I figured she was going to apologize.
Arch, what is wrong with Ma doing something that she enjoys?
She is supposed to enjoy here, this house, and me, and not staying overnight with you two. Get out of here. Wait a minute. Get over here. You see this here? The Holy Bible, buddy. The good book. You know what it says in there? It says that a woman should cleave into her husband. Right here in this house is where Edith's cleavage belongs.
Was that the gospel according to Archie Bunker?
No, buddy. First chapter of Genesis. Something else the good book says. Man was created first because he's supposed to be the boss. And you know why woman was created?
Because Adam got tired of dancing with gorillas.
Get away!
You can't force a woman to stop living. Give me one sensible reason why Ma has to be here all day. I'll make it easier for you. Give me one stupid reason.
Suppose we had goldfish, they die.
Stupid enough. Now, you want to know the real reason?
No.
You're jealous.
What?
That's right.
Ah, what are you talking about? Jealous of an 88-year-old bulldo who hears through his eyeglasses and loses his teeth when he ties his shoes?
You are jealous because all of Ma's attention isn't on you.
Let me tell you something there, Professor. When you've been sailing the raging seas of matrimonials as long as me, you'll understand that a husband is the captain of the ship. And a wife is a deckhand. And when a husband, a captain, says shove off, the deckhand shoves.
You better be careful that the deckhand doesn't tell you to shove your ship.
When Mike opens the door, Edith stumbles in.
Are you back?
Gloria wants a loaf of bread.
You want me to get it, Ma?
I'll get it.
I want the fuel goat for a cold beer.
Then go for it.
Edith steps into the kitchen.
Hey, Captain, when are you going to tell a deckhand to shove off?
When are you going to shove off?
Don't I get a goodbye kissy?
Archie chases Mike out the door.
And don't you come back!
Edith emerges from the kitchen with a loaf of bread.
Wait a minute. I want to tell you something.
What?
Archie opens the closet.
I hung up the dry cleaner. Wait a minute, I want to talk to you. Can't we have a talk, huh? Can't you sit down over here? Come on. Here, sit in my chair, there.
Edith sits down.
Now, isn't that nice? I just want to talk.
Talk?
Well, how was your day?
Fine.
And you're going to ask me how was my day?
No.
Well, it was loud.
He tells me anyway.
Listen, I just want to ask you one very important question, and you don't have to be scared to give me an honest answer.
What?
You mad at me?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to be that honest. Wait a minute. I want to tell you something else.
All right, but you know what I want to hear.
Listen. I'm taking you out to dinner.
That ain't what I want to hear.
Oh, eat it. I'm taking you to Hop Sings.
She slowly turns to him.
Why?
Why? Hop Sings, Edith. Hop Sings. That's our old rendezvous.
Later, Edith and Archie sit in a Chinese restaurant.
My, this place ain't changed a bit in all these years.
Edith wipes the rim of her water glass.
I think I recognize that green fly. Well, all right. Now, let's see what I'm going to order first, Edith.
I'll order for myself.
Oh, your tea, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Would you like to order now, sir?
Yes, I would like to order now. Please get this. I think I'll have the egg rolls over easy.
And Robert Fu Young and wonton soup, no starch.
Edith stares up at the waiter, her mouth hanging open.
How did you know I was going to say that?
I was your waiter when you used to come in here.
Hey, that's right. Yeah, I didn't recognize your voice. You're the guy. Hey, how come you ain't got no Chinese accent no more?
I don't need it now. I own the restaurant.
See how things go?
That's after all these years.
10-cent tippers you never forget.
Many a guy leaves nothing, huh?
You were always such a funny man. Tell me, do you still stick chopsticks up your nose and bark like a walrus?
Remember that, too. How good for you. Well, let me see. I think we'll have the Golden Dragon Royal Family Special.
I'll have chop suey, please.
Oh, yeah, well, listen, that sounds good. I'll have that. Listen, double up on a chop suey and kill a royal family. And, hey, boss, bring us the fortune cookies now, because I want to
see how much my bill is going to be.
Hey, he remembered that, huh?
It was nice of him to remember us.
Oh, well, listen, Edith, you're easy to remember. And now I want to make a little toast to you. I want to thank you for 26 beautiful years of marriage and being such a loving wife. And I want to tell you something else. You know that Reverend Fletcher?
Felcher.
Whatever. He didn't have to make you no sunshine girl, because you was always my sunshine girl.
Edith beams, then shows him the menu.
What do you think of this, Archie?
Huh?
She covers their faces.
Oh, geez.
The waiter brings out a plate.
All right. Let me see. I'll open mine first and see what my fortune says about me.
He holds the tiny slip of paper away from his face.
Big winds come from empty caves. Some of these things don't make no sense at all.
Edith opens her cookie.
Labor of the heart brings a life bursting with rewards.
I think that means volunteer work could get your heart attack.
Archie, guess what? I ain't a volunteer no more.
I knew it. If I brung you here, you'd see the light.
The home don't want me to be a volunteer no more.
Terrific, Edith. I remember, I didn't keep you from doing what you wanted to do. It was them that give you the boost.
They like my work so much that starting tomorrow, they're gonna pay me $2 an hour.
Archie furrows his brow and sneers.
Here's to us, Archie.
Edith raises her teacup, and Archie reluctantly shares her toast. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Story editors Milt Josephsberg and Larry Ryan. Program consultant Mel Tolkien. Associate producer Bridget Jensen.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Hal Cantor. Produced by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. James Hong, Chinese Waiter. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. CBS, a Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.